The sun rose, arching towards its zenith. Several hours remained before it reached noon. The morning was hot, a prelude to a steamy day. We decided we will go for a drive to the beach for the day. The country roads to the beach are deserted. I drive fast on the winding roads. Your slight body shifts from side to side as I take the turns at a high speed. The wind feels good on our faces. One especially tight turn causes your body to slide against me. You are sitting tight beside me. I can feel the heat from your body where we are touching. You look so nice in your wrap around your waist. Your legs exposed, I see glimpses of your body as the wind blows your loose clothing. The wind blowing your hair, I rest my hand on your thigh as we drive. I am getting aroused beside you. Your skin feels so soft, like silk to my touch. I run my hand over your legs as we drive. My hand slides higher on your leg, nearing your sweet flower. The thought of your nectar feverishly burning in my mind. I can only think of your taste, your wetness, and your smooth body. I must have you. I pull off the main road, down a dirt road into the woods. We park under a large tree, its branches casting itself around my truck. We get out our beach blanket with us. We search for a clearing. We lie down together. I pull you on top of me. Your body so slight is like a feather on top of me. My passion is at its peak. My hands running down your back, your lips so wet and soft, my tongue slightly probing your mouth, sliding up to your earlobe. I lightly suck your earlobe and kiss your neck. My hands remove your shirt and your wrap around your waist. I pull off your bikini to see you naked in the sun. Your perfect body turns me on so much I cannot control myself. As you lay in the clearing, your naked skin glistening in the hot sun, I look down at you. A breeze blows across our bodies. Our flesh becomes like goose flesh as the cool air touches our hot bodies. The blood of passion boils in my veins. I am fully aroused by your beauty, your vulnerability, and your strength. I kneel by your body and gently drag my fingers from your neck to your belly button. The feel of your smooth flesh jolts me like an electric shock. I lean forward to taste your sweet lips. I kiss your neck, your breasts, your stomach. My hand slides to your legs and your delta, and I find you wet. I insert a finger in you. As I once again taste your lips, my tongue probing your mouth, I straddle your body, my fingers still stroking in and out of you. I slide down your body, away from your face. My desire to taste your other lips is uncontrollable. To drink your nectar from your sweet cup, I must taste you now. As I lick your thighs with my tongue, my emotions swell with love and kind, warm feelings that match my physical passion and swelling. At last, my tongue has reached its reward. Gently, I taste your sweet juice. My tongue probes your outer lips. Playfully, teasingly, I find your clit and kiss it sweetly. Then nibble it. My tongue slides between you and enters you. This is what I've wanted since we started our drive to the beach. To bring you pleasure, to see and feel your smooth body, and to have my face between your legs, my mouth drinking from you. Sex is life. And I feel so alive and in love with my wonderful young sweet melody. Your flavor and moisture arouses me to spread my seed, to pollinate my sweet flower. I'm fully erect as I mount you, your legs on my shoulders as I thrust forward. I slide in you deep and tight. I can hear as I slide back and forth in you. Your backside is lifted with each of my thrusts. I push forward. My entire weight rests on you as I push forward with my toes. I am buried inside of you. Deep and fully embedded in my sweet love. I pull out of you and lie on my back. You straddle my body, poised above my erection. Slowly you sit. I watch as I split you open, disappearing inside of you. My toes curl as you continue to take me, further and deeper as you continue to impale yourself on me. Your small frame must be filled by me, yet you continue to take more until there is no more to take. As you lean forward, your hands on either side of my head, you lower your lips to mine. You rise up from your sitting and then slowly lower yourself back down. Your pace quickens as our tongues rub and play with one another. My hands stroke your back and your sides as you continue to pump up and down. Faster you go until a steady rhythmic motion is maintained. Your juice dripping from you, coating my balls and running between my legs as you continue your pumping. Our blood boils, every nerve ending tingling in our bodies. I thrust up into you as you sit hard back on me. I can feel my own juice churning deep in me, our breathing heavy from our workout, and still we slam on one another. I drive as deep and hard as you as I can. While your slight body is dropping all your weight on me as we start to squirm and writhe together, you shift your body so my shaft rubs your clit as we make love, your juices coating my shaft, slip-sliding over your erect, hard clit. You ease down on me tightly, shifting your body now forward and back, your clit stimulated as I near my climax. You squirm on me as the cum nears my explosion. I feel you shudder as you press your whole body on me. The sound of our actions is loud, you so wet, me so hard. I wrap my arms around you and hold you as tight as I become uncontrollable. My thruster instinct now, animalistic, as I thrust deep and hard and fast. Your rapid pants are hot and loud on my ear. My body arches, lifting your little body up. Your feet and legs are lifted from the ground as the first wave of my explosion shoots deep inside of you, followed by wave after wave as I continue to fill you with my love. Your breath is rapid in my ear as I hold you tight. You kiss my earlobe as I feel you climax, shooting through your body. The shudder of your body thrills me as we slow our pace. Your soft lips kissing my ear and neck. Our bodies relax. We come back to ourselves. I feel your body relax on top of me. We lie in the hot sun. Our bodies dripping wet for the heat, both external and internal. You stay lying on top of me as we bring our breathing back to normal. My hands slide down to squeeze your ass cheeks as I stay inside you until I fall out of you in time. As we lay in peace and serenity, you sleep while on top of me. My arms hold you securely. You are safe in my arms. I do not disturb your slumber. Your steady rhythmic breathing is comforting to me. My hands gently, lovingly stroke your body. When you awake, we go for a walk. We walk as we were born, as nature intended. We walk naked in our secluded garden that we found. The smell of pines and wildflowers fill the air. The late afternoon breeze cools our bodies. We walk arm in arm, our bodies touching in the field. It is like a dream. After time in the sun, we slowly make our way back to the truck. We climb in after gathering our clothes, but neither of us gets dressed. We drive the deserted country roads naked. The sun has started its decline into the west. We never made it to the beach, but we both have memories to draw from in years to come. As the sun starts to disappear behind the horizon, you rest your head on my lap, your hand stroking my thigh. I am getting aroused from your touch once again. You see this, and to my surprise and pleasure, you take me in your mouth. You tell me that you can taste yourself on me, so you lick my shaft from top to bottom, tasting yourself on me. Your hand slides between my legs and starts to massage my balls. Your other hand slides between your own legs as you take me all the way into your throat. You are clearly aroused as you moan while sucking me, your finger rubbing your clit feverishly, occasionally dipping into your wet pussy to draw your juice onto your clit. Your other hand continues to squeeze and rub my balls. Then your hand moves down further between my legs. Your finger starts rubbing behind my balls, then further still. Your mouth expertly moves over me, your fingers now disappearing in yourself. I'm so turned on watching you get yourself off while you get me off. My driving is fast in the dark. I have not quite realized that you have planned as your hand works its way under me. You reposition yourself beside me. You get on your knees, my cock being devoured by your wet, loving mouth. I see your ass in the air, your fingers probing yourself as your finger under me finds its mark. Unbelievably, you shove your slender finger deep inside me. My hips lift up from surprise and pain as you slide your finger in and out of me. This new development in our lovemaking is too much for me to withstand. I shoot my hot cum in your mouth. You swallow my cream and rub it onto my shaft as you work your clit until waves of passion wash over you. Having accomplished your goal, you sit up, leaning on the door facing me, your legs spread wide apart, a look of satisfaction on your face as you lick each of your fingers and your lips. Completely satisfied by your talent, we arrive home. Sitting in the driveway, we decide we will try to make it inside without being seen. We look up and down the street for pedestrians. The coast is clear. If neighbors are looking out their windows, they will be shocked at what they see. I get the house key ready, and at the count of three, we jump out of the truck, running barefoot and naked to the front door. It seems to take forever, but a mere few seconds for us to get inside and safe. Laughing hysterically, wondering if anyone got a glimpse of us at the front door, you fall into my arms.